Hello there, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Kristen Hall with your 12-Minute Health Bits. Very excited to have a special guest on our show today. We have Ms. Kimlyn Powers from Arkansas, and she is a nutritional therapy practitioner. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about supporting our hormones and how you can use nutrition to support your hormones. So, Kimlyn, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do to help people with their health.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Kristen. Thanks for having me. This is exciting. I'm happy to be here. So as you said, I am an NTP. So the focus of the nutritional therapy practitioner is to use the power of food to augment your health for the better. And the focus of what I do kind of looks at the function of the body as well. So it's not just about food, but how well does that food interact with your body, so that you can function optimally. And of course that comes into play with our hormones. But really before we get to hormones, we have to look at other systems in the body like digestion, blood sugar handling, stuff like that.
Oh, excellent. That sounds exactly like some people, you know, could really utilize the service and benefit from it. I know we talk all the time on this podcast and in my groups with my team and stuff that food really is medicine, and it's so important to have like a starting point. What does it mean though? Tell me a little bit about how, you know, what does that mean to support your hormones with nutrition, and what does that look like?
Hormones are all throughout your body. It's not just your sex hormones. When we say hormones, most women especially just think of the sex hormones, you know, the estrogen, but there are a ton of other hormones in the body. Insulin is a hormone. You have thyroid hormones. You have stress hormones. So you have all of these hormones, and they all communicate with each other, and they are all influenced by each other. So we have to give them the proper nutrients and therefore the tools they need to function. So, for example, I'll just give an example of like the thyroid hormones. In order to convert T4 into the active thyroid hormone T3, you need things like selenium, you need B12. These are iron, you need iron. Those are micronutrients. So those have to come from the foods you eat. And so you have to be able to, one, eat a food source that has those that nutrients in them, but you also have to be able to digest and break them down and utilize them. So this is probably something you might have heard before, but it's not, you are not just what you eat, you are what you absorb. So we kind of have to say, yes, the focus is on hormones, but we have to backtrack a bit and look at the digestive process to make sure that your hormones are going to be able to utilize the nutrients that you're digesting.
That makes so much sense. So if it's just flushing out, obviously that's not going to be beneficial to people. And so, yeah, I really like that perspective. Mm-hmm. What results have you seen in some of the people that you've worked with who have maybe had some health struggles that they've struggled with and maybe they wanted to overcome and we're hoping to overcome? Have you seen some pretty good success with people having, and how hard is it for people to stick with something like, you know, a nutritional plan?
You know, this is the thing. My practice and my work is very bio-individual. I can't make overall broad general statements that everyone should do this, because each body and each person is in a different place. Every body has a physical different need. Everybody actually requires different foods. So, for example, the foods can be a stressor as well. You know, we talk about digestive health being important, but it's also stress, because stress impacts cortisol. Cortisol then can impact production of other hormones in the body, downplay or upplay, upregulate certain things that you may or may not want to happen. And for each person, it's going to be different. So food, for example, can be a stressor. So some people might have a reaction to even healthy foods like an apple or bananas that may cause a stress to the body. So I really work with people to individualize and customize what they need. And we do that through functional testing. So we can do food sensitivity testing via blood draw. So we can get a very nice comprehensive picture of what food sensitivities are causing stress to the body. And then we can eliminate those and let the body heal from that stress and then reintroduce those foods to help the body not be so inflamed by foods that could be causing them stress. So it's a very, what I see then is people, one, improving their digestion and improving their stress response in the body, controlling inflammation, and therefore their hormones become regulated. So they'll sleep better. Hi, melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone. So they'll sleep better, they'll rest better.
I love melatonin.
Yeah. And melatonin is actually great for egg health. So if you're in fertility, having fertility issues, melatonin is kind of like this little, has multi-pronged abilities, and it helps actually with egg health. But we can talk about that another time. So overall, I meet people where they're at when it comes to figuring out what are the main stressors that they're having. And then they start to see things like they're able to handle stress, their stress resilience improves. Therefore, they sleep better. They have clearer thinking, less brain fog, more energy, and just feel better overall. And in turn, say I'm working with a fertility client, the body says, oh, now I'm ready to get pregnant. Now I don't have all these fires going over here and I can focus on fertility. So I don't want it to sound complicated, but really if you focus on digestion and decreasing inflammation in the body, it's almost like this autocorrect process happens and this auto-regulation within the body, which it innately knows how to do, right? Your body is always protecting you. It's not going to let you get pregnant if you're stressed out, not sleeping, not producing what it needs to sustain a pregnancy. So that is individual for each person. To get back to your question, it's individual for each person, but overall, everybody usually experiences those symptoms of improved sleep, improved clarity of thought, and stuff like that.
I love that. So I actually, my background is in special education and I worked in special education for several years. And I also did administration within the school district. But what I learned when I was doing when I was in special education, you're probably wondering where in the world I'm going with this. I used to write individualized education plans for each of my students when I was in, when I was working in special ed. And honestly, I think that that way of educating students, just like how our body, every single student learns so differently. And so having this one size fits all model for people when we're talking about their health, it just is not, it doesn't work because we just can't all take in or, you know, be expected to do the exact same thing because it just doesn't work. Just like in education, when I was teaching kids, I mean, this student might have needed work on vocabulary, whereas this student was great in comprehension, but this student wasn't. This student couldn't decode words. You know, you had to really meet kids where they were at. And that kind of sounds like what you do. And so it's really exciting for me because I feel like we need to turn that individualized piece into our healthcare system. So when someone starts, like when they're like thinking, okay, I really want to start eating healthier, but maybe they just don't know the first steps and they get overwhelmed and they kind of panic. How do you help them through that panic?
Yeah, that's great. Everyone is so easily overwhelmed when it comes to food because we've all been taught, you know, good and bad foods and right and wrong things to eat. And then on the flip side, we're bombarded with it has to be easy and not too difficult to prepare. So I really focus on changing one thing at a time. I'm not going to come to you and say, just throw away everything in your pantry and, you know, do this, do that. We really focus on simple things. And where I like to start is actually, let's just change one major food group, and that is the fats group. There's a lot of education that needs to come into play when it comes to what are fats, what are healthy fats, and what are bad fats. I'm not a big fan of using labeling things good or bad. I just kind of got away from the whole labeling something. However, when it comes to fats, there are bad fats. There are things we definitely don't want in our bodies. And I would say if we can just focus on switching out maybe some unhealthy fats for some healthier ones, that's where I start. Because fats are satiating, fats are flavor, and fats do a lot when it comes to balancing the blood sugar. And I take away a lot of fat phobia. People are really scared of the word fat. And so there's a lot of education that comes into play with this macronutrient alone. And so that's where I usually start. If someone has no idea where to start and they're just completely never had any education or thought about what food is, we start with fat because it is a powerful nutrient that can change your life. If you don't change any other food group right away, fat will probably change your life.
Yeah.
And feel completely different.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I had to, on my journey of figuring out fats, I was like, okay, but I don't want to eat fats because in school, I learned that the food guide pyramid and I learned that, you know, these fats were, you know, all fats you only needed a teeny tiny amount of every day. Well, what I learned is those fats feed our brain, and that fat mm-hmm. is so good. Healthy fats are important for you. Can you give us a couple examples of some good fats and maybe a couple examples of some really not so good fats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some healthier fats are going to be the ones that come already in the food. So the fats that are naturally in eggs, fats that are naturally in the meats. And that includes eating the chicken with the skin on it. The skin and chicken together. You know, I grew up on boneless, skinless chicken breast. And you really need that fat in the whole animal to help all of that work synergistically. You need fat to absorb certain nutrients. You need fat to help the hormones function. So I would say look at what foods include fat. And naturally eat those. Bacon, grass-fed, pastured bacon has fat and protein in it, and it actually has a good source of vitamin D if it's a pastured bacon. So look first for fats that are included in foods. Secondly, look at your cooking fats. Get away from the synthetic lab-made fats that I call like margarine. Stuff that is in those bottles, a Crisco, like, run from Crisco. I would not buy anything in the supermarket that is sitting in a clear plastic bottle underneath the supermarket lights. I just would not buy it. That is already rancid. That is already therefore going to cause inflammation in your body. Look at nature's fats, coconut oil, avocado, butter, lard from grass-fed animals. You've got even, you know, sesame oil, olive oil, nut oils, you know, certain nut oils, those are all natural and they all can be used differently. So that's the kind of the next layer of education about fat is some fats are great for hot uses and other fats are best used just cold. It's a broad topic. We could probably talk about it for a long time.
Yeah, no, that's a great overview. And I'm really glad that you focused or you talked a little bit about the sourcing too, because obviously, I mean, grabbing avocado oil that's been refined and been, you know, gone through a complete process that's made it not what it should be. That's so different mm-hmm. than a cold pressed unrefined avocado oil or even, you know, mm-hmm. beef. When we look at, you know, eating beef or chicken or animals need to be treated well and they need mm-hmm. to be grass fed. They need to be in their natural state in order to give us the mm-hmm. healthiest meat possible. And that, you know, the intention that was there when we were made to be meat eaters. So I'm really mm-hmm. glad that you talked about yeah. sourcing. So, cause that's so important. So yeah. I want to jump on to here. If someone were interested in maybe starting a consult with you, could you do that via Zoom? Can you do that, you know, long distance? Cause obviously not everybody lives right there in Arkansas. And also, mm-hmm. can you just kind of go into what that would look like for people and how they would maybe get started with your services if they're feeling like this might be a way that they want to go?
Sure, yeah. So I work with clients locally and long distance, and we can meet via Zoom or just meet on the telephone. If you don't like to be on camera, you don't have to be. But yes, it's very simple. If you go to my website, vibrantgoddessnutrition.com, And right there on the front page, before you even have to scroll down, is a little link for you to click on to get a free 20-minute consult, kind of what I call a discovery call, where you ask me questions, I find out if my services and my abilities will help you, and vice versa. And it's just a nice introductory way for us to chat and for us to connect and find out if what I have will help you.
I love that. And I love how you said, we connect to see if what I have to offer will even help you, because I am so big on not selling somebody something to somebody that they can't utilize. So I think that that's just so important too. So I'm just going to repeat the website one more time. So it's Vibrant, V-I-B-R-A-N-T, Goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S-S, Nutrition, N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com. And so Kimlyn Powers is who our special guest was today. Kimlyn, I would like to know, is there anything else that you want to add into what we were talking about? And I really hope that it's okay if we do a part two to this and we kind of talk a little bit more about pregnancy and hormones maybe next week. Would that be something you're interested in?
Oh, yes, for sure. I could talk about that for days. So, for sure.
Perfect. 12 minutes is kind of hard to keep it into, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, I can talk about food and the power of food all day long. I just think we're coming into an age where people are starting to realize that their bodies are innately powerful. And if we just give them the tools they need, it doesn't have to be difficult to find some balance and vibrancy in your life. And I'm all about getting to the root cause of your issues, if I can, if that's in my wheelhouse. I like to definitely stay in my lane. And if there's something that I'm not versed in, I have other contacts and colleagues that I would refer you to or stuff like that. But I try to keep it simple. We focus on lifestyle modifications, things that you can do now that are free and easy and that will help guide you towards finding yourself and finding rebalance and vibrancy. And, you know, on the flip side, I want it to be easy, but sometimes it takes intention. It takes making a commitment and really realizing that you're investing in your body and in long-term health. And if there's any other investment you can make, I think right now in your life, investing in your health is one of them.
It's huge right now. And I think that more and more people are learning that how we take care of our health is so vital. It's so vital. I mean, for everything, not just because of what's going on right now, but everything there, you know, and I could go on, but I won't. Anyway, so I want to know, Kimlyn, what is one major wellness activity that you do on a daily basis that you think is vital for your health? Hard to pick just one, isn't it?
It is hard to pick just one. You know, I'd have to say it's protecting my rest, protecting my energy and what I commit to. It's hard for me to slow down. So for me, I could get up and go and exercise and do it. That's not a problem. Saying no, limiting myself, understanding that protecting my rest is just as important as my movement. So I would say that I'm very picky about bedtime, getting to bed on time, you know, doing certain things before bed to ensure that I rest well, just protecting my energy and knowing that my rest is just as important as, you know, when I'm awake. So.
I think that is an incredible wellness tip. And it's one that so many times we just overlook. We just think, oh, I'll be fine on 6 hours of sleep, or I'll be fine on, you know, if I stay up really late and do this. I know I do that. I have to work late. I haven't gotten much work done. And so I compromise that sleep. And so, yes, really protecting that that's a great wellness tip. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Kimlyn, thank you for being on. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future. So it was wonderful chatting.
Yes, I loved it. We could do this every day.
I know, right? Well, there you have it, friends. I hope this information from Kimlyn Powers was beneficial for you. If you wish to maybe seek out some services to help you nutritionally, please go ahead and go to her website. And I would love to hear about that. If you did seek out her services, please send me a message so that I can just cheer you on and help you out if there's anything that I can do to help you as well. All right, this wraps up our 12-Minute Health Bits with Twin. A little long today, but that's okay. We're going to hear again from Kinlan Powers in the future, and she'll have some more information specifically regarding women and pregnancy. Have a wonderful day, and be well and be blessed, my friends.